The Sunday Satsang, August 16, 2020. Person sent me a question, but I lost it in my email. So I just try to remember it. They're asking something about Krishna's Nitya Lila, Krishna's Lilas or Nitya in Vrindavan. Can you speak something about his Nitya Lilas and Avrakat Lilas and whatnot? So we just heard the verse from 10th Canto, chapter 28. And 10th Canto, chapter 1, verse 28. Matura Bhagavan Yatra Nityam Sani Tohari. Bhagavan Sri Krishna lives eternally in Vrindavan. So that's a fact. Even today, Krishna is living here in Nandagram, moving around for his Astakali Lila. Astakali Lila is going on right now, right here in Vrindavan. Krishna has two kinds of lilas, prakat and aprakat. So we'll discuss these lilas, aprakat and prakat, lila. By reading from a book that Prabhupada wanted everybody in. This book was published in 76. It was by Prabhupada's godbrother, Obiel Kapoor. It was published in 1976. And he gave it to Prabhupada, and Prabhupada liked it so much, he said this book should be distributed in every ISKCON temple. It never came to pass. But it was written as Obiel Kapoor's PhD thesis in Eastern Religion, University of Allahabad, 1930s. And Obiel Kapoor, of course, is a direct disciple of Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati and a well-known godbrother to Srila Prabhupada. The book is called Philosophy and Religion of Sri Chaitanya. So he talks a lot about the different abodes of the Lord. So we're going to read some passages from there to illuminate. The Dhammam, the celestial abode of Krishna. Vrindavan is the dwelling place, the Dhamma of Sri Krishna. Vrindavan is a manifestation of Krishna's Srup Shakti, your intrinsic energy. It's an aspect of Srup Shakti in which the Sandini Shakti, which is the ground and foundation and source of all existence, predominates. Vrindavan consists, like Krishna, of the attributes of existence, sat, intelligence, chit, and bliss, ananda. And it's completely different from the phenomenal world, which is manifestation of Krishna's extrinsic energy, maya shakti. And since Vrindavan is a manifestation of Krishna's Srup Shakti, it is inseparably related to him. We can neither think of Krishna without Vrindavan, nor of Vrindavan without Krishna. Krishna eternally stays Vrindavan. Bhagavan Mathura Vrindavan Sannihito Nitya Hari Nityam. He does not step out of it. Lago Bhagavatamrita quotes Padma Puran, Vrindavanam Prityaja Nakuchit Naiva Gachati. Krishna doesn't take a step out of Vrindavan. Just as their infinite manifestation of Krishna, their infinite manifestation of his Dham. For each manifestation of Krishna, there's a corresponding manifestation of his Dham. Since Krishna is the highest manifestation of Bhagavan, his Dham Vrindavan is the highest Dham. Just as Krishna is Bhagavan himself, Swayam Bhagavan, all their manifestations of Bhagavan are manifestations of Krishna. Vrindavan is the Swayam Dhammam, and all other Dhammas are a manifestation of Vrindavan. Vrindavan manifests itself partly or fully accordingly as Krishna manifests himself partly or fully. Even though there's different kinds of objects in the holy Dham appear like phenomenal objects, they're transcendental chinmaya. It's Adi Lila, chapter 5, verse 45. Prithviyadi Sakala Chinmaya. Sanatana Goswami said, each item in the holy Dham is concentrated Brahman, Brahman Gana, and therefore inconceivable. Even though each Dham is infinite and all-pervading, the Dham is also situated one above the other. The situation of the holy Dham is appearing one above the other should not be taken in a literal sense. It's not like a linear. It actually implies a gradation according to the Mahima, the excellence. The excellence of Dham depends on the degree of manifestation in it of the highest Dham Vrindavan. In other words, there's Hari Dham, there's Vaikuntha Dham, there's Ayodhya Dham, there's Dwarka Dham, Mathura Dham, there's all these. This is like he gives an analogy here. The power of Yom is greater than Siddha Loka. Krishna Loka is greater than the excellence of power of Yom. And the excellence of Gokul is greater than Krishna Loka. And the excellence of Vrindavan is the greatest of all. The Rig Veda is described that the highest Dham, Paramam Param, is of Vishnu. Is Vrindavan. It's in Rig Veda, Part 1, Section 1, 54, Verse 6. And the Bhagavad also describes Vrindavan as the highest Dham. In Gita, Krishna himself describes it as my highest Dham. Yam prapya nani vartante. Tadama Paramama. That's Gita chapter 8, 21. When you attain that Vrindavan Dham, you never come back again. Bhagavad Gita 8, chapter 21. So Vrindavan is the highest Dham. Vrindavan is the highest because it surpasses all Dham, both in grandeur, Aishwarya, and sweetness. But its peculiarity is that in Vrindavan, Aishwarya is completely eclipsed by its Madhurya. So everything here in Vrindavan assumes a form that is sweet beyond expression. Krishna does not appear in Vrindavan as a god or even as a king, as a coward boy with a peacock feather and crown and flute in his hand, eternally engaged with his and amorous pastimes with his consorts on the bank of the river Yamuna, underneath the kadamba trees, and the green groves laden with sweet-smelling flowers, all of which breathe an atmosphere of freedom and sweetness most congenial to him and his consorts. That's from Padma Purana. It is therefore not possible to think of Krishna's presence anywhere else. Krishna Mathura and Dwarka is not really the Krishna Vrindavan, but his partial manifestation called Vasudeva. When Krishna is said to go out of Vrindavan when he goes to Mathura at the imitation of Kans, it is really his partial manifestation of Vasudeva goes there, not Krishna, who remains uppercut or unmanifest during that period and is manifest prakatlila in Vrindavan. the celestial and the spiritual world, the celestial Dwarka Mathura and Gokula Vrindavan have replicas on earth in the form of the geographical Dwarka Mathura and Vrindavan, which are known as the Prakat Prakash or manifest forms. These appear as parts of the material world on account of our clouded vision, but in essence they are identical with their spiritual counterparts. Here also Krishna is eternally present with Nanda, Yashoda, and other Parikars, and performs his Leela with him, just like in the spiritual Dwarka Mathura and Vrindavan. If we could see them with spiritual eyes, they would without a doubt appear in their true form. Devotees who attain perfection, siddhavastha in devotion, are even today blessed with the vision of divine Leela of Krishna with his parikars while staying in these in Vrindavan in their present body, without being transported to any other dham or any other level of existence. However, when Krishna descends in these dhammas at the time of his manifest Leela, Prakat Prakash, even those who are not devoted can see him and his parikars in their true form. Such is the effect of the divine touch of Krishna with these dhams, which would otherwise appear to be material. So in the spiritual world, Krishna's place is called Goloka Vrindavan, but here in this world it's called Gokula Vrindavan. That's the distinction. In Lago Bhagavatamrita, Rupa Goswami states, the Goloka in the spiritual world is a majestic manifestation, Vaibha Prakasha of Gokula, which is essentially sweet in its appearance and therefore greater in excellence. This is Lago Bhagavatamrita, Part 1, Verse 277-278. An example of the majesty of Vaibhava of Goloka, he cites Varaha Purana, which says, Kadama trees in Goloka spread out majestically with hundreds of branches, which is just like keeping it with its Aishwarya. While the Kadama trees in Gokul are medium-sized in keeping with its Madhurya. So this is a special reason why Gokul in the material world excels Madhurya in Madhurya is a Goloka. In Goloka, Krishna is present eternally without birth, on account of which his Leela in Goloka differs in certain aspects from his sweet human aspect, which reveals itself in the material world and the material in the Gokul Vrindavan in this world. Brahma Samhita describes the Leela of Vrindavan in this world as Nara Leela, man-like Leela. Leela in Goloka, spiritual world, is Deva Leela. An example of the Aishwarya aspect of Goloka in the spiritual world is that Krishna's rasa dance in Goloka in the spiritual world says that Krishna performed it rasa dance on the heads of Kaliya Nag, thousand-headed cobra. This is told in Brihaga Bhagavatamrita. There's no mention of Bhagavatam. Bhagavatam says he's just dancing with his feet on the banks of the Yamuna with the gopis. So Goloka is a Vaibha Prakash of Vrindavan. So it's possible to see Goloka in Vrindavan, but not possible to see Vrindavan in Goloka. That's nice. Goloka in the spiritual world, according to Rupa and Jiva, can be attained by Vaidya or ritualistic bhakti. A Vrindavan can only be attained by rag bhakti. This is further indicates and shows the differences in the holy dhams. So I had a chart here in our book that we made. The two dhams, the Loka Vrindavan in the spiritual world, and Gokula Vrindavan in this world. So first I list Goloka in the spiritual world, Goloka Vrindavan, and Gokula. In Goloka, there's no birth, there's no Janmashtami, there's no birth Leela. In Gokula, there's birth Leela. It's called Deva Leela. It's called Nara Leela. There is Aishwarya. Here is Madhurya. That Goloka in the spiritual world is an expansion of this Vrindavan, Vaibha Prakash. Gokul in this material world, Gokul Vrindavan's original form. And it's that Goloka in the spiritual world is on the outer side. Goloka is on the cover. On the inner side is Goloka, it's the core. And Goloka Vrindavan is attained by Vaidhi Bhakti, Siddha Vaidhi Bhakti. But Braja Gokul is only attained by Raghunuga Bhakti. The Vaidhi Sadaka. Has a vision of Goloka, but he's not able to see Krishna performs Leela with his Parikas. And if he is able to see so, he cannot himself participate in that Leela. This is told in Brihad Bhavatamrita, part 2. Interesting point. Vishnachar Gauri agrees that those who practice Vaidhi Bhakti cannot attain Radha Krishna Vrindavan because their bhakti is Raghunuga, and they cannot attain Krishna and Dwarka because they don't desire that. So therefore they attain Radha and Krishna and Goloka, the Vaibha Prakasha Vrindavan. This is in Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, Sadhana Bhakti Lahiri, 12303 Tika. So the conclusion is that Goloka is a particular manifestation of Vrindavan, in which Madhurya predominates, but not to the extent which it predominates in Vrindavan, Gokula Vrindavan. Vrindavan is attained only by Raghunuga Bhakti, while Goloka is attained by Vaidhi Bhakti. The phenomenal Vrindavan in the material world, which looks like so much like any other part of the world to our material eyes, is itself the spiritual Vrindavan, the highest abode of Bhagavan, surpassing even Goloka Vrindavan in its excellence. You may question that, but Sri Chaitanya and the six Goswamis are emphatic in their statement about the transcendental character. Rupa Goswami says that Premi Bhaktis, Premi devotees, are even today blessed with a vision of Krishna's divine Leela in this very Vrindavan. Vrindavan, Sanatana Goswami says that Vrindavan is here on earth and Krishna's unmanifested Leela is going on in it, even now. But none except to whom his devotees are kind can see it. Prabhupada Saraswati was actually seeing this Vrindavan in its real form, although it was transcendental. Beauty and excellence. Something about Leela. Lila is either manifest, prakat, or unmanifest, aprakat. But this does not mean there are two different kinds of Lila. It is the same Lila which is called manifest when it's visible to phenomenal beings and unmanifest when it's not visible to them. This is Krishna Sandarbha 153. There are, however, some important points of difference between them. Aprakat Lila is wholly transcendental, has no contact with the phenomenal world that's going on eternally in the spiritual realm. But the Prakat Lila is a mixture of the material world and the spiritual world. Prakat Lila, particular manifestation of transcendental Krishna Loka, descends on earth. So there is a mixing of phenomenal and non-phenomenal, material and spiritual. But it's not mixing in the ordinary sense, for the touch of the material world makes a particular part of the phenomenal world, or descends also non-phenomenal. In Prakat Lila, there is an appearance of Krishna's birth and death. And he grows from infancy to tender youth, Kaishuravasta. On Aprakat Lila, Krishna is Nitya Navayovanam. He's eternally young. There's neither birth nor death, nor does he ever leave Vrindavan. He's in eternal state of budding youth. It's intrinsic to Krishna. While the different ages of Krishna leading from infancy to early youth, Balya, Kumara, Poganda, are superimpositions brought about by Srupa Shakti. So Krishna's devotees may have a taste of different kinds of bliss, rasa, generated by them. Chaitanya Charitamrita Madhya Lila, Chapter 20, Verses 215 and 313. Aprakat Lila in the spiritual world is a continuous flow. It goes on unimpeded like the continuous flow of time. It is eternal in the sense that it has neither beginning nor end or middle. But though eternal and continuous, it is whole, it is not changeless. Each day different lilas are performed at different times of the day, breakfast in the morning, pasturing cows in the day, rasa dance at night. But these lilas go on repeating themselves like the different parts of a wheel in motion, are in this sense eternal. On the other hand, the Prakat Lila has beginning, middle, and end. Begins in a particular universe, when it becomes manifest in that universe, ends when it becomes unmanifest. Each of the different lilas constituting the Prakat Lila is also not continuous and eternal in the sense in which different lilas in the Aprakat Lila are continuous and eternal. For example, Krishna's Gocharan Lila in Braj ceases when Krishna goes to Mathura. Each of the Lilas of Krishna takes place in particular prakashas or sections of Vrindavan. And each one of the participants in that Lila, including Krishna, appears in its particular manifestation itself, which is unaware of the other manifestation or activities. Thus, while Krishna and Radha are separate from each other in the Prakat Lila, they are in eternal union in the Aprakat Lila. This is a contradictory from a mundane point of view, but since it relates to the all-perfect being, it only gives higher meaning to its perfection. So to attain this Krishna Vrindavan, we have to develop Krishna Prem by following Rag Bhakti and move the gopis of Vrindavan. And in Rag Bhakti, devotees, they don't think that Krishna is Supreme Personality of Godhead. He's omnipotent, omniscient, all-knowing, omnipresent, he's all-pervading, he's the cause of all causes. That's all Aishwarya Vichar. consideration of the opulence, grandeur, and power of God. These are all true facts according to Tattva. But the devotee in Ragmarg, he thinks of Krishna like his Lokik Satbandhu. Lokik Satbandhu means, I think Krishna is like my ordinary worldly friend. He's just like my friend. There's a verse in Prayad Bhagavatamrita, part 3, chapter 5, verse 217. Tattu Lokik Satbandhu Pudya Prema Padyadijam Bignam Nirasya Tad Gopa Gopi Gopa Gopi Dasye Pa Sayarjayat. Translation. The phrase is there, Lokik Satbandhu. So as you think of Krishna as my Lokik Satbandhu, One who thinks of Krishna like a close friend, my good close friend in the ordinary world, Krishna is my good worldly friend. For him or her, it will be easy to overcome the obstacles on the path of bhakti that arise from weaknesses like fear, and one can achieve Krishna prema. So in order to have a strong, for this feeling that Krishna is my Gopal, Krishna Govinda is my Lokik Satbandhu, is my good friend, my close worldly friend, we must have a strong desire to serve Krishna like a gopi or a gopa. So then, this is what the feeling is when one is in love. So then, Snan Goswami and Brihavaratamrita, he gives some tips on how to attain Braja Prem, how to attain Krishna Prem. He says, Bhakti Pradhan, this text 218. Tad Braja Krita Dhyana Gana Pradhanaya Bhaktya Sampadyate Preshta Nama Kirtan Ojvalam. He says that Pradhan Bhakti, the main limb of bhakti is Dhyan, Braja Krita Dhyan. The main limb of bhakti bhajan is Braja Krita Dhyan, to meditate on Krishna's pastimes of Vrindavan. So he's giving indication in these next few verses how to attain Krishna Prem. Braja Krita Dhyan Gana. By singing about and meditating on Krishna's Braja Krita, his pastimes in Braja with the gopis. Jai Radha Madhava Kunja Vihari Gopi Janavallava Girivara Dhari Yamuna Tira Vanachari. So these are songs about Krishna and gopis. Singing says, this is Bhaktya Pradhan. So the main, the Pradhan means the chief or the main. The main limbs are meditating and singing about Radha Krishna's pastimes. And that's strengthened by, then he says, that's strengthened by Nam Sankirtan. It's made that path of Dhyan and Gan, which is a primary path to meditate and sing about Radha Krishna's pastimes. Those practices are made brilliant by performing Nam Sankirtan, by chanting Krishna's holy name. The prime cause of attaining Krishna Prem is Krishna's mercy and Guru's mercy. Second cause, primary cause, is Dhyan, meditating in Brasila and singing about Brasila. And chanting Hare Krishna. And the next verse, he gives another way to attain Prem, part of the same package. Tadeka rasa lokasya sange vivyaktatam sata prayasya api tad vastu gopaniyam prayatnata. This is Brihad Bhavatamrita, part 3, chapter 5, verse 219. These are a series of verses where Sanatana Goswami explains how to attain Brajagokul in the spiritual world, the Aprakat Leela of Krishna, and how to see Krishna in the Prakat, and how to see Krishna while living in Bhoma Vrindavan. It says you should keep sangha with rasa loka sangha. You should stay with rasa loka. It means people that are relishing ras, people that are relishing Madhurya ras with the gopis and speaking about it and meditating on it, should associate with them. And by associating and hearing from them and serving them, love will appear in its own accord. But if it comes, you must try to keep it secret. So if one attains love by meditating and singing about Radha Krishna's pastimes, performing Nam Sankirtan, by associating with Rasik Bhaktas, Rasa Loka Sange. But then he said you should keep it sealed. Gopya means secret, hidden. Gopaniyam, prayatnata, with effort. The quickest way to attain Krishna Prem, Braja Prem, is to stay in the company of those who know its value. Association of Rasa Loka Sangha has the power to evoke Prem in a sadhaka's heart. But when love for Krishna begins to mature, the devotee must be careful not to make a public show of ecstasy. Should keep it hidden. And then he says, next way to attain prema is to live in the holy dham in the Leela Stali. That's in part 3, chapter 5, verse 220. Tadvai tasya priya krita vana bhumo sada raha. Nivasam stanayat evam sampadyetat chiradruvam. One resides always in a seclusion. Ra, sada ra nivas. Always live, ra means secretly, privately. Always in that van bhumi. Rajabhumi, Lilabhumi, Vrindavan. When one resides always alone in the land of Krishna's favorite pastime forest, surely love will soon develop and mature. Says Achirat. Says Nivasam Stanayat Evam Sampadyet Achirat Dhruvam. Achirat means soon and Dhruvam means certainly. Sampadyeta means it will be achieved. Sadhana Bhakti, Raghunuga Sadhana performed in Krishna's holy dham, Vrindavan, is especially conducive to awakening of prema. There you have it. This is how we can attain Krishna Vrindavan. live in Sridhar Vrindavan, live in Radhakund, in a company with Rasik Bhaktas, Rasalokasya Sangha, Rasaloka Sangha, live alone, Sadaraha Nivas, in the Vrajabhumi, Leelabhumi, in association with Anuragi Vaishnavas, sing and meditate on Krishna's Astakari Leela, and perform Nam Sankirtan. You attain Krishna Prema and realize your Siddhadeya and go to the spiritual realm to eternally serve the lotus feet of Radha Govinda Yuga. Radhe Govinda, Govinda Radhe, Radhe Govinda, Govinda Radhe. Radhe Govinda, Govinda Radhe, Radhe Govinda, Govinda Radhe, Radhe Govinda, Govinda Radhe, Radhe 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 Govinda, Radhe 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 Govinda, Radhe Govinda, Radhe Gopala, Radhe Govinda, Radhe Gopala, Radha Radha Radha, Radha Radha Radha, Radha Radha Radhe, Radha Radha Radha, Radha Radha Radha, Radha Radha Radhe, Jaya Radhe, Jaya Radhe Radhe, Jaya Radhe, Jaya Shri Radhe, Jaya Radhe, Jaya Radhe Radhe, Jaya Radhe, Jaya Shri Radhe, Jaya Giri Govardhan, Giri Govardhan, Giri Govardhan, Giri Govardhan, Giri Dari Shyam, Hari Murari, Shyama Pyari, Govardhana Dari, Govinda Gopal, Shilara Lila, Priya Priya Tam Shishama Sham, Kishore Kishori Radha Murali Dar, Radhika Hari Radha Dama Dar, Radha Raman Radha Madan Mohan, Radha Pramod Jaya Radha Vinod, Radha Raman Radha Madan Mohan, Giridhari Sham, Giridhari Sham, Giridhari Sham, Hari Marari, Shama Pyari, Govardhana Dari. Jaya Radhe, Jaya Krishna, Jaya Vrindavan, Jaya Radhe, Jaya Krishna, Jaya Vrindavan, Shri Govinda Gopinatha Madana Mohan Shama Kunda Radha Kunda Giri Govardhan Radharani Kripakaro Radharani Kripakaro Giraj Dharan Giraj Dharan Teri Sharan Rakulacha Hamari Shri Govardhan Giri Govardhan Lay Sharan, Radha Krishna Ki Dei Charan, Giri Govardhan Lay Sharan, Radha Krishna Ki Dei Charan, Giri Govardhan, Giri Govardhan, Giri Govardhan, Giri Govardhan, Radha Giri Dari, Radha Giri Dari, Radha Giri Dari Radhe, Radha Giri Dari, Radha Giri Dari, Radha Giridhari Radhe. Jaya Radhe, Jaya Radhe, Radhe, Jaya Radhe, Jaya Shri Radhe. Jai Jai Shri Radhe, Jai Jai Shri Radhe, Jai Jai Shri Radhe. Shah.